one of the Lamentes Malachas, which applies on Shabbos, is the Malach of Tochein, which is grinding something, taking something larger and grinding it into smaller pieces. And Malach also includes, besides the Malach of grinding something into fine flour, it also includes taking vegetables, items, and cutting them into very small pieces as well, possibly even into thin strips. All of those go into the Malach of Tochein on Shabbos. What is the status in regards to Yom Kippur? So Tochein is an interesting Malacha. It sits on both sides of the fence, because we said that a malacha which is normally done for a long period, a large amount at one time, as opposed to preparing it right before the meal, the type of malacha, does not go into the heter of echol nefesh. That's not part of echol nefesh. These are malachas which are done in preparation for use of food. So the standard malacha of Tochein was you would take grain and you would grind it up. You wouldn't sit to, every time you need to make a meal, you would say, let's go get some wheat and grind it up and make some flour. You would take a large amount of wheat after you harvested your wheat, and you would grind into flour, and you would have flour available every time you want to make bread. So the Malach of Teichen was not part of the Eichel Nefesh process. It's part of the earlier process of planting, reaping, etc., which is done liyamim harbe. That's one type of teichen. Then there is a type of teichen which a person has something like spices or something like a food which, if you grind up a spice for a long period of time, it loses its flavor. They didn't have necessary ways to preserve it. So if a person wants to chop up something into very small pieces, take bananas or potatoes and chop them into very small pieces, they sit, they turn brown, they get discolored, etc. So you would not want to do that for long periods of time. You would do that right before you're planning to use it in your meal. You would do it right before the meal. So the halacha differentiates between these two types of teichen. The teichen which is normally done liyamim harbe is also to do on Yom Tov, and that would be a halacha, it would be also deraisa to do that. And the type of teichen which is normally done for right before the meal or as part of the meal, that is going to be mutar on Yom Tov. However, we mentioned the malacha which is possible to do beforehand, so let's say grinding up pepper or something of that sort, which a person really could do before Yom Tov, sitting for a day, maybe it'll lose a little bit of flavor, so you do it on Yom Tov, you have to do it with a shino, you have to do it a little bit different way than you normally do it. So the most common example of how to do that, as opposed to grinding it onto, let's say, a plate, you would grind it straight onto the tablecloth. So you put down a piece of paper or something of that underneath to catch it, as opposed to normally doing it, which the way you would do it would be to do it onto a plate. Something which means niskalka lagamri, a person wants to mashing a banana is a form of teichen. A person can do that in a normal fashion. The question which comes up is, which I've gotten this question multiple times, a person has a small hand grinder. They want to use the hand grinder on Yom Tov to grind coffee or something of that sort, or to grind spices. So to grind spices, a person should not use the hand grinder to grind spices on Yom Tov. A person should do something else. In regards to coffee, the Bir Halacha is masupik about it, what its status is, whether you're allowed to use a hand grinder to grind coffee. The argument being, the Halacha says you cannot use a grinder on Yom Tov because it's considered ogda dechal, it's like a weekday way of doing it. Or alternatively, that's where they would grind large amounts. Here you have something which you cannot grind large amounts with it. You can only grind a small amount with it. Does it go out of the Isra of Ibn al-Khal or not? And this is a machloikis. And therefore it's preferable not to use that to grind coffee on Yom Tov. Have a good morning.